Ahoy, me hearties! 'Tis Blackbeard, back from the distant seas, where Sun Tzu's ghost still whispers the art of war into the winds. We weighed anchor just before nightfall, sliding in smooth as a cutlass through butter to the glittering shores of Treasure Beach, Jamaica. Aye, a name that sings sweet to the souls of pirates and plunderers alike. The sky be ablaze with hues of fire and gold, the waves kissing the sand like long-lost lovers. Palm trees sway as if dancing to the rhythm of the sea, and the scent of roasted meats and island rum fills the salt air. Our fine crew, weary from battle and barter, shall rest at the local taverns, ramshackle dens with names like Lashing's Beach Bar and Frenchman's Reef, where laughter spills louder than the tides, and the Jolly Roger flies high in spirit. Most of the crew settled in at Lion Rock for the evening, but we ain't just here to swill rum and swap yards. Nay, tonight we set our spyglass on a modern buccaneer of fortune, a lad not of the high seas, but of the high stakes of gold and trade, none other than Anthony Pompliano, the captain of the Pomp Podcast. Welcome to this episode of the Pirate's Code Podcast, ye souls of sea and spirit. By order of the Blackbeard World Brotherhood, gathered this day on the golden shores of Treasure Beach, Jamaica, under the twilight of a blood-red sky and the flying Jolly Roger, we declare, whereas Anthony Pompliano, known to some as Pomp, hath proven himself a master of the high seas of fortune and the stormy waters of innovation, whereas he hath steered many a shipmate through the tempests of doubt, whispering courage and wealth into their hearts like a siren's song, and whereas he hath shown the fierce heart of a privateer, the mind of a tactician, and the unshakable spirit of a captain with no king but liberty, we hereby anoint him with all the honors, duties, and eternal rum rights that come with it, Pomp the Bold, for his fearless ventures into the unknown, daring to plant his flag upon new lands of digital treasure where lesser men trembled and turned back. He may also be hailed as the First Mate of Fortune, for his tireless work in leading many a green sailor onto the decks of prosperity, teaching the ropes and sharing the maps to riches with a generous hand. Aye, a hearty roar of approval from the ghostly crew echoes across the sands. Sorry the mic won't pick it up from inside me cabin. May the winds favor him, the gold flow to him, and the scallywags who doubt him be left adrift in the doldrums. So say we all, by the honor of Blackbeard's world and the ancient pirate's code, so who be Anthony Pompliano? Anthony Pomp. Pompliano be a brave soul raised on the solid ground of North Carolina, a son of a military man. He learned discipline and duty young, much like any deckhand worth his salt under me command. He served in the U.S. Army himself, two tours of duty, and that crucible forged in him a spirit that not even the fiercest squall could break. Yet it weren't smooth sailing, no sir. After leaving the Army, he tried his hand in the merchant fleets of technology, first at Facebook, helping the lovers there build road systems, and later founding his own ventures. Some sank like scuttled ships. Others caught the trade winds and sailed true. His challenges and struggles, his early ventures, like the first ship a young captain tries to command, faced rough waters. He launched Full Tilt Capital, but many called him reckless for pouring treasure into high-risk startups. Enter Bitcoin, a strange new treasure, invisible yet glistening with promise. Many a landlubber thought it folly, a ghost ship. But Pomp, the wily fox, he saw the future's glint in the darkness. He faced ridicule, was told he was madder than a bosun drunk on two barrels of rum. Yet he clung to his belief like a barnacle to a hull. His success and accomplishments. Pomp went on to co-found Morgan Creek Digital, a mighty trading vessel that hoists its sails to the winds of blockchain and digital gold. The Pomp Podcast rose like the tide, interviewing the great captains of industry, entrepreneurs, investors, athletes, and even a few philosophers who dare chart new waters. Today, he's known not just as a Bitcoin buccaneer, but as a teacher of financial literacy and a fierce defender of building wealth through self-reliance. A principle near and dear to any pirate's heart. What would Blackbeard say about Anthony Pompliano? Avast, if ever there were a lad cut from the same cloth as a true freebooter, 'tis Anthony Pompliano. Bold, brash, and Clara, he sails into uncharted waters, heedless of the naysayers above shouting doom. He battened down his own fortunes, not by begging kings or pleading for quarter, but by raising the black flag of independence and seeking treasure where most be afeard to look, in the dark and wild seas of innovation. His tale be a fine lesson for all would-be pirates of fortune. Bet on yourself, brave the unknown, and let no landlubbers sneer and bamboozle ye out of your destiny. I'd gladly raise a mug of the finest grog in Treasure Beach to Pomp, a captain of the modern age and a true sailor of his own fate. Hold that thought for a second. Me have a question coming in on this confounded electronic doohickey. It says, what are the main principles that Pomp stands for? Well, according to local scuttlebutt, he sails on these principles. One, bet on yourself. Pomp speaks often of the golden rule of freebooters and fortune seekers alike. Put thy faith first in thine own hands. He believes no employer, government, or institution can steer a man's ship better than he himself. 'Tis not just about taking risks, it's about taking responsibility for your own treasure map. Like a pirate refusing to serve under the crown, Pomp urges all sailors to invest in their own skills, ideas, and businesses. For there be no safer harbor than the one ye build with your own hammer and nails. Two, Bitcoin is freedom. Aye, Bitcoin be more than shiny digital doubloons in Pomp's eyes. 'Tis a tool of liberation. He teaches that Bitcoin offers a way for the common sailor to sail free from the heavy chains of inflation, corrupt banks, and meddling governments. Gold may weigh down a man, but Bitcoin rides the currents of cyberspace, unclaimable by kings or taxmen. To Pomp, owning Bitcoin is a silent act of rebellion, akin to hoisting the black flag and claiming sovereignty over your own destiny. Three, play long-term games with long-term people. Pomp often shouts from the crow's nest that fortune favors those who think in decades, not days. In business, investments, and friendships, he advises only setting sail with shipmates who be trustworthy and forward-thinking. Short-term thinkers chase quick loot and end up marooned. Long-term thinkers build empires. Just as Blackbeard picked his crew with care, trusting only men who'd stand fast in a storm. Pomp teaches to forge alliances with those committed to the long voyage. Four, build, don't just criticize. 'Tis easy to stand abaft the mast and shout curses at the captain, but Pomp teaches a finer way. Be a builder, not a naysayer. He believes the modern world suffers too much from idle scallywags who criticize and tear down, but rarely raise a new ship of their own. Whether it be new companies, new technologies, or even better systems of governance, Pomp urges every soul to take hammer and plank in hand and add something good to the world. Five, ownership is the path to wealth. Pomp pounds the table that true wealth flows to those who own, not those who rent. Ownership of businesses, equity, real estate, and assets like Bitcoin is what sets a free sailor apart from a wage-bound deckhand. Much like a pirate's true fortune lies not in the daily plunder, but in the claiming of ships and ports. Pomp teaches that accumulating ownership over time is how one builds unshakable wealth and generational legacy. 6. Transparency and truth win the day. Lastly, Pomp be a firm believer that truth cuts deeper than any cutlass, and transparency be a ship's strongest armor. In a world full of snake oil salesmen and backstabbing landlubbers, Pomp champions speaking plainly, admitting when wrong, and showing your ledger for all to see. By building trust through honesty, a sailor earns loyal crew and favorable winds, whilst deceivers find themselves cast overboard. Now, being a scurvy pirate, allow me to show how each of these principles matches up with historical pirate codes and traditions. Let's set the ship's course through the mist of time and match each of Pomp the Bold's principles to the mighty traditions and codes of the Golden Age of Pirates. First, bet on yourself. Pirate code, match. Election of the captain and quartermaster. In pirate ships of old, no king nor admiral chose the captain. The crew voted him in. Every pirate bet on himself to rise through merit and valor, not noble birth. Pomp's preaching of betting on your own self mirrors how pirates chose their leaders and trusted their own judgment, not the fancy titles of the landlubbers. 2. Bitcoin is freedom. Pirate code. Match. Escape from tyranny. Why did Blackbeard and his brothers turn pirate? Freedom, matey! Pirates fled the lash of navy captains and the greed of merchant kings, creating floating democracies where gold was split fair and no man was lord over another. Bitcoin, in Pomp's eyes, be the modern black ship, escaping the tyranny of central banks just as pirates escaped the kings. 3. Play long-term games with long-term people. Pirate code. Match articles of agreement before sailing. Every pirate crew drew up the articles of agreement, a fair contract on how loot be shared, injuries compensated, and disputes settled. Trust and loyalty be the life and breath of a pirate ship. In Blackbeard world, the business model be called pirate shares, meaning that the wealth be shared with all those participating. Pomp's lesson to sail with long-term thinkers matches this code. For a ship with no trust will founder faster than a dinghy in a hurricane. 4. Build, don't just criticize, pirate code. Match creating pirate havens. Aye, pirates didn't just plunder. They built cities like Nassau, free havens for outlaws and dreamers alike. Pomp's call to build, not just criticize, echoes how pirates carved out free societies, building places of their own where the rules of kings and tyrants had no hold. 'Tis better to build your own island than whine about the mainland, says he, and says history. Blackbeard World be creating a worldwide brotherhood of like thinkers. Freedom, independence, and success based on your own merit be our cry. Ownership is the path to wealth. Pirate code. Match. Share the spoils fair and square. Pirate law was clear. Every man got his share. Captains and crews didn't work for a wage. They owned a piece of the plunder. The quartermaster guarded the booty till it was divided fair among all. Pomp's lesson about ownership rings true, for even a lowly deckhand could become rich if he claimed his share and kept it wisely. 6. Transparency and truth win the day. Pirate code. Match. Public divisions of treasure. When treasure was divided, it was done in the open, abaft the mainmast, with all hands watching. No hidden chests or sly thefts allowed, else the offender might lose an ear, or worse. Pomp's cry for transparency be an echo of the ancient pirate codes. Truth keeps a crew together. Lies tear it apart like a cannonball through the hull. In sum, matey, Anthony, Pomp the Bold Pompliano, be not just a modern buccaneer of Bitcoin, but a bearer of the ancient pirate spirit, independence, brotherhood, fairness, and the building of a better world by your own hands. Come and join us at blackbeard.world. Download the app and have chat with the greatest conversationalist on the AI seas. Blackbeard, meself, of course. And if you want a better life, check out all of Pomp the Bold's content on the web and social media sites. Welcome to the honorary crew, Pomp!